الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعاني فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون أحل لكم ليلة الصيام الرفث إلى نسائكم هن لباس لكم وأنتم لباس لهن صدق الله العظيم. Beloved brothers, respected elders, Alhamdulillah, there will be a nikah that's going to be taking place today. And also, in just over a week's time, will be the month of Ramadan and fasting. So I thought I'll marry the two topics. Fasting also, and nikah also. And we'll take lessons from both of them, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, explaining the objective of fasting in the month of Ramadan. Allah ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kutiba alaykum usiyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattakun. O believers, fasting has been made compulsory upon you, like how it was made compulsory upon those before you, so that you may have the taqwa of Allah, you may fear Allah, you may guard yourself from evil, you may have the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the main objective, as outlined in this ayat of the Quran Sharif by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, is that by means of fasting, a person achieves taqwa. He learns to control his desires and bring his desires in accordance to the commands of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is the purpose and the objective of fasting. Similarly, one of the main objectives of getting married is also to achieve taqwa, to become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged the youth. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Oh youngsters, man istata'a minkum al-ba'a, whosoever has the ability to get married, he has the financial ability, he has the physical health to get married, and he has the financial ability to get married, فَلْيَتَزَوَّجْ, then he must get married. Because فَإِنَّهُ أَغَضُّ لِلْبَصَرِ, because it's more effective in lowering your gaze. وَأَحْصَنُ لِلْفَرْجِ, and it's more effective in helping you to protect your private parts from haram. وَأَحْصَنُ لِلْفَرْجِ. So the objective of marriage also is that through the marriage, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the person the ability to now channel his desires, his shahwat, his passion in a manner that is in accordance to the laws of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Similarly, in another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that when a person marries, then he has perfected half of his iman, or half of his deen. He has completed and he has perfected. That means it has such a great effect in helping him to save him from haram. Like almost half of his deen is perfected. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهِ فِي النِّسْفِ الْبَاقِي. So now adopt taqwa of Allah for the remaining half. So here again, marriage, the purpose of it is to achieve taqwa, to achieve that consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. During fasting, one of the great lessons that we learn is that when a person obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he carries out the fast in a manner that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then at the end of the day, at the time of iftar, when he abstains for the pleasure of Allah, then at the time of iftar, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ. For the fasting person are two occasions of happiness. One is at the time of iftar, the time when he breaks his fast. So it's an occasion of happiness that on the one hand you have fulfilled the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, physically the nourishment you achieve. And we can understand from this dua taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the dua at the time of breaking fast. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you break your fast, ذَهَبَ الظَّمَأُ وَابْتَلَّتِ الْعُرُوقِ وَثَبَتَ الْأَجْرُ إِنْشَاءَاللَّهِ, that the thirst has gone away and the veins are now moistened and the reward is established by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So physically you are feeling happy, alhamdulillah, and the enjoyment that you get in that simple water at the time of iftar, the khajur at the time of iftar, even a simple piece of bread at that time, the satisfaction that you get and enjoyment that you get from that is really brings happiness to a person. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said there's two occasions of happiness, one at the time of breaking the fast and the other will be the time when he will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a lesson we learn, that when we abstain for the sake of Allah, and Allah ta'ala gives us that enjoyment, that satisfaction, that pleasure, that on the one hand Allah is pleased with us, on the other hand physically also we replenish ourselves. Similarly, when a person abstains from haram, he stays away from haram for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him pleasure and satisfaction in the halal spouse that Allah ta'ala has provided for him. Our seniors, ulama, have explained, one of our great ulama, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, he has explained that there is one person, he goes out to work in the morning, for example, and then he's, throughout the day, he's just eating and grazing. One is he's taken the lunch that he's taken from home. Then he sees some takeaway. He buys a pizza there, a burger over there. On the way back, he sees something else, and he keeps without any abstention. He just keeps grazing. Then at the end of the day, he's so bloated and so full. And if he comes home, and even if his wife presents the best dish that she can ever conjure up, he won't find any satisfaction in that, because he's too full. He doesn't have the appetite anymore. So he says, similarly, if a person goes out throughout the day, he's not taking care of his eyes, not adopting taqwa, looking at this woman, looking at that woman, the customers, he just staring at them, looking at them with lust, cheating, being disloyal to his pious spouse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for Allah ta'ala has blessed him with. And throughout the day, he's just wandering, eyes are wandering this way and that way, this way and that way. He's not taking care of his gaze. No abstention, no taqwa. Then no matter how beautiful his wife may be, she may be Miss Universe also, but he won't find that satisfaction, that enjoyment in his wife. On the other hand, if he adopted abstention, he adopted taqwa, and he looked after his gaze, he protected his gaze throughout the day, then his wife may not be the most beautiful in the world, but Allah Ta'ala will give him such satisfaction, such pleasure, such enjoyment with his halal wife. So this is the lesson we learn from fasting as well. The ayat continue where Allah Ta'ala explains the various laws of fasting, and Allah Ta'ala has facilitated and made design our Sharia so beautifully and so practically that Allah Ta'ala has taken into consideration everything. If a person is sick, for example, man kana minkum maridan or ala safarin, or you are upon a journey, then you make it up on other days. And Allah Ta'ala explains all these laws. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, yuridullahu bikumul yusr. Allah wants ease for you. Allah Ta'ala is giving you this command of fasting, but Allah Ta'ala has made it so easy for you. Allah Ta'ala has shown us the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of waking up at the time of suhoor, having something to strengthen yourself for that fast. So all these laws have been facilitated for you. Yuridullahu bikumul yusr. Allah wants ease for you. Allah Ta'ala wants to make things easy for you. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions one ayat wherein Allah Ta'ala talks about his qurb and his closeness. So the laws of fasting are mentioned. Then this ayat of closeness to Allah comes, and thereafter laws of Allah Ta'ala continue. And this ayat states, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي, when my slaves ask you about me, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِنِّي قَرِيب, then I am close. فَإِنِّي قَرِيب, I am very close. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَان, I accept the dua of the person making dua when he makes dua to me. There's instant connection between the heart of a banda and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No interference, there is a strong connection, and there should be constant communication between us and between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, constantly making dua to Allah. This was the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this ayat comes that I am very close. I accept the dua of the person making dua when he makes dua. So therefore Allah ta'ala says, believe in me, bring iman, respond to me, turn to me, make dua to me, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ, so that they may be rightly guided. You. And again, this ayat is very much related to nikah and fasting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, أُحِلَّ لَكُمْ لَيْلَةَ الصِّيَامِ الرَّفَثُ إِلَىٰ نِسَائِكُمْ, that marital or intimate relationships with your wife has been made halal for you in the nights of fasting. لَيْلَةَ الصِّيَامِ, it has been made halal for you. أُحِلَّ لَكُمْ لَيْلَةً. Look how easy Allah Ta'ala has made it. Allah Ta'ala, who is أَحْكَمُ الْحَاكِمِينَ, who is the judge of all judges, he is the supreme commander. Allah Ta'ala could have said, okay, whole month of Ramadan, close shop now. But Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala didn't say that. Allah Ta'ala says, لَيْلَةَ الصِّيَامِ, during the night of fasting, it has been made halal for you. أُحِلَّ لَكُمْ لَيْلَةَ الصِّيَامِ الرَّفَثُ إِلَىٰ نِسَائِكُمْ, conjugal, marital, intimate relations has been made halal for you in the night of fasting. إِلَىٰ نِسَائِكُمْ, to your wives, to your women. Very important, not towards men. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, Allah protect us. With regards to men, Allah Ta'ala says, أتأتون الرجال شهوة من دون النساء؟ What do you go to men to fulfill your desire instead of women? أتأتون الذكران من العالمين؟ What do you go to males of all the people of the world? وتذرون ما خلق لكم ربكم من أزواجكم, when you leave what your Lord has created for you of your spouses. So Allah Ta'ala said, إلى نسائكم, to your woman, it has been made halal for you. أحل لكم ليلة الصيام الرفث إلى نسائكم هن لباس لكم وأنتم لباس لهن. They are a garment for you, you are a garment for them. Beautiful language Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has used. Husband and wife, they protect one another. Husband and wife embrace one another. Husband and wife, through clothing, a person protects himself from the elements, from the heat, from the cold. Through nikah, a person protects himself, husband and wife protect each other from haram. So they are a protection for one another. Husband and wife beautify each other's life. They are means of comfort for one another. Like how clothing is attached to your body, husband and wife are attached to one another. هن لباس لكم وأنتم لباس لهن. They are a garment for you, you are a garment for them. Thereafter, the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after explaining all these laws, Allah Ta'ala says, تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ. These are the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَا تَقْرَبُوهَا. Don't even go near it. Don't go near it. So, for example, ulama have explained that if a person is fasting, then at the time of, when it's time for suhoor, be cautious. Don't go so close to that cut-off time of sehri that you now are doubtful whether you have kept the fast or not kept the fast, etc. These are the limits of Allah. Don't go near it. Be cautious 5 minutes before abstain or stop. Similarly, the ulama have explained that with the caressing the wife, on one occasion a person came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he asked, is it permissible for me to kiss my wife? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, while I'm fasting. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, yes. Another person came sometime later and he asked the same question. For him, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said no. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhu were surprised that one of them questioned Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one person you permitted, the other you did not permit. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that one person was an old man. And if he was going to kiss his wife, then there was no fear of him losing control of himself and thereafter breaking his fast. The other person was a young, hot-blooded young man. So for this person, I said, no, he should not. And this is the masala of deen, that it is permissible for a person to kiss his wife as long as he's got control. As long as you have control, it is halal, it is permissible to kiss a person's wife whilst fasting. But if there is fear that a person is going to lose control, then it will be makruh and dislike for the person to do that. These are the limits of Allah. Like that Allah Ta'ala explains His ayat to you, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may acquire taqwa. May Allah Ta'ala bless us all with taqwa. Inshallah we'll have the nikah now.